Good girl. You didn't make the bag too heavy, did you? You might have to carry it a long way.
No, father.
Someone knocked timidly on the doorpost. Jay shrank into the corner of the infirmary. Father Horst? Bridget Hearn poked her head in.
Father, they don't want you here. They say they'll kill you, that you can't defend yourself against all of them.
I know, we're leaving.
Oh.
Will they let us leave?
She swallowed and looked over her shoulder. Yes, I think so. They don't want a fight. Not with you, not with a priest.
Horst opened drawers in the wooden cabinet at the back of the infirmary and started shoving his medical equipment into the rucksack.
What are you? He asked.
I don't know, she said woefully.
You said you had died.
Yes.
What is your name?
Ingrid Wienkamp.
I lived on Bielefeld when it was a Stage 1 colony world, not much different to this planet.
She twitched a smile at Jay.
I had two girls, pretty like you.
And where is Bridget Hearn now?
Here, in me, I feel her. She is like a dream.
Possession, Horst said.
No.
Yes, I saw the red demon sprite. I witnessed the rite, the obscenity Quinn Dexter committed to summon you here.
I'm no demon, the woman insisted. I lived, I am human.
No more. Leave this body you have stolen. Bridget Hearn has a right to her own life.
I can't. I'm not going back there. Not to that.
Horst took a grip on his trembling hands. Thomas had known this moment, he thought, when the disciple doubted his Lord's return, when in prideful arrogance he refused to believe until he had seen the print of nails in his hand.
Believe, he whispered. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name.
The Bridget Ingrid woman bowed her head. Horst asked a question that should never be asked.
Where? Where, damn you?
Nowhere. There is nothing for us. Do you hear? Nothing.
You lie.
There is nothing, just emptiness. I'm sorry. She took an unsteady breath, seemingly gathered up a remnant of dignity.
You must leave now. They're coming back.
Horst shut the flap on his rucksack and sealed it.
Where are the rest of the villagers?
Gone. They hunt fresh bodies for other souls trapped in the beyond. It has become their quest. I haven't the stomach for it, nor have the others who remained in Aberdale.
But you take care, father. Your spirit is hale, but you could never withstand one of us for long.
They want more people to possess?
Yes.
But why?
Together we are strong. Together we can change what is. We can destroy death, father.
We shall bring eternity into existence here on this planet, perhaps even across the entire Confederation. I shall stay as I am for all time now, ageless, changeless. I am alive again. I won't give that up.
This is lunacy, he said.
No, this is wonder. It is our miracle. Horst pulled his rucksack onto his back and picked Shona up. Several adults had started to gather around the church. He walked down the steps pointedly, disregarding them, Jay pressing into his side. They stared at him, but no one made a move. He turned and headed for the jungle, mildly surprised to see Ingrid Wienkamp walking with him.
"I told you," she said, "they lack nerve. You will be safer if I am with you. They know I can strike back."
"Would you?"
"Perhaps, for the girl's sake, but I don't think we'll find out."
"Please, lady," Jay said, "do you know where my mummy is?"
"With the others, the pernicious ones. But don't look for her. She's no longer your mother. Do you understand?"
"Yes," she mumbled. "We'll get her back for you, Jay," Horst said. "One day, somehow, I promise."
"Such faith," Ingrid Wienkamp said.
He thought she was mocking, but there was no trace of a smile on her face.
"What about the other children?" he asked. "Why haven't you possessed them?"
"Because they are children. No soul would want a vessel so small and frail, not when there are plentiful adults to be had. Millions on this planet alone."
They had reached the fields, and the soft loam was clinging to Horst's feet in huge claggy lumps. With the weight of the rucksack and Shona conspiring to push him into the ground, he wasn't even sure he could make it to the first rank of trees. Sweat was dripping from his forehead at the effort.
"Send the children after me," he wheezed. "They are hungry and they are frightened. I will take care of them."
You make a poor Pied Piper, father. I'm not even sure you'll last until nightfall.
Mark and scorn as you like, but send them. They'll find me, for God knows I'll not be able to travel far or fast.
She dipped her head briefly.